Okay, our friends. So we are reading another pop classics story today. We've read several other stories from this line, and they are books that are based on films, right? So this story is based on the film written by Melissa Matheson and directed by Steven Spielberg and illustrated by Kim Smith, this book, which is called
E.T.
The Extraterrestrial. Now, an extraterrestrial is a fancy way of saying alien. So this story is about an alien, and when I was a little girl, this movie came out, and I think I probably watched it when I was about your age, and it definitely, maybe I needed to wait a little bit longer. So if you have seen it, kudos. If you have not seen it, that's okay. You wait until you're ready. And either way, we're going to read the book today, and it tells us the story.
Now, time to read it.
Okay? You ready?
Read it.
Here we go. It was the week before Halloween. Elliot wanted to play with his brother Michael, but Michael said no.
Come on, guys, Elliot pleaded. I can fight goblins too.
Just go get the pizza, Michael said.
Elliot went outside and paid the delivery man. On the way back inside, he heard a noise coming from the shed. Elliot lives near a forest, and sometimes coyotes wandered into the shed, but these footprints didn't look like coyote tracks. And coyotes don't roll balls to kids.
It definitely was not a coyote.
Elliot tried to tell his family,
there's a goblin in the shed, a real goblin.
Where's the pizza?
Michael asked. No one believed Elliot's story. Even his mommy. Oh, that's a mommy fail. She needed to check that out. Well, the next day, Elliot went beyond the shed and looked into the woods to look for the goblin. He saw people with strange equipment looking for something.
Were they looking for the goblin too?
And if they found it, what would they do to it? Elliot had to find the goblin first. That night, after everyone was asleep, Elliot left a trail of candy from the shed into the house, up the stairs, and into his room. Would you do that?
Yes, if I wanted a creature to get in there.
If you wanted to attract a goblin. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think you would want it in your bedroom?
Yes, because if it was evil, I could fend it away because I do have a lot of weapons in my...
You've got a lot of Nerf guns.
Yeah.
I might do the trick. Okay, well, let's see. Oh, it turned out the goblin liked candy. Well, the next day, Elliot introduced the goblin to Michael and to his little sister, Gertie. Michael and Gertie quickly realized that Elliot had learned the night before the goblin was kind and very smart. So this goblin thing, it turns out, isn't quite so goblin-y.
Yeah.
The kids were excited and curious about their new friend, and he seemed too nice to be a goblin.
Maybe he's a monkey, said Michael.
I don't like his feet,
said Gertie.
We are here, home,
Elliot said.
Where are you from?
And the goblin pointed up at the sky. Then he used his powers and some fruits and vegetables to create a model of his solar system.
He's absolutely not from our planet
because he has strange powers, huh? He can make fruit fly. So the goblin wasn't a goblin at all. He was an extraterrestrial, an alien from another planet. Elliot called him E.T. for short. Now, meanwhile, the people looking for E.T. were getting closer. Oh boy. The next morning, the kids went off to school, and their mom was leaving for work when she heard a noise coming from the closet. But when she opened the door, all she saw were stuffed animals. But we, who know what E.T. looks like, we can see him hiding in all the stuffed animals, right? Mm-hmm. He kind of maybe looks like he could be an animal, huh? Like a monkey or a sloth or something, just kind of popping his little head up. After she left, E.T. had the house all to himself, and he went exploring. First, he made friends with the local wildlife, which is?
A dog.
Yeah, the family has a dog. And then he got something to eat. And maybe he did or didn't like it, I don't know. And then he found a toy to play with. Ooh, it's a speaking spell. And something to read, and he watched the television, and he learned about Earth forms of communication, which all of which gave him an idea. If only he could find everything he needed. When Gertie came home, she taught E.T. the alphabet. B is for balloon, she said.
B,
E.T. said.
Yes,
Gertie said.
B, good.
Elliot got home not much later and found E.T. in his closet. Gertie and E.T. were playing dress up together.
Elliot,
E.T. said.
I taught him to talk,
Gertie bragged. Elliot found the box of items that E.T. had collected. He cut himself on a saw blade. Ouch! Elliot yelled. Well, now we don't pick up things like saw blades, do we? Oh, come on, Elliot. Make better choices, my friend.
I guess E.T. can touch it because he's an extraterrestrial.
Terrestrial. Yeah, that's a big word. It's really hard to say. Extraterrestrial. Yeah.
Ouch!
E.T. said. And his finger began to glow. E.T. touched his fingertip to Elliot's, and the cut healed. Part of his superpowers is he can make fruit fly, and he can heal people. Then E.T. showed Elliot and Gertie a drawing of something he wanted to build. It looked like a radio.
Phone home,
E.T. said. E.T. worked on his radio all night. Meanwhile, the people who were looking for E.T. were getting even closer. E.T. wanted his family to find him and take him home, but he had to hurry. E.T. wasn't meant to live on Earth, and he was starting to feel sick. Uh-oh, getting a little homesick, huh? Well, the next day was Halloween. It was the perfect time to get E.T. into the woods, where he could use the radio to send a clear signal home. Michael and Elliot pretended that E.T. was Gertie. Off they went into the streets in broad daylight, and no one suspected a thing. Some of the costumes made E.T. think of home, because there's kids walking around in Halloween costumes that look like aliens, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, away from the other trick-or-treaters, and I just want to say in this book we can see some of the Halloween costumes, and some of them are not choices that I would necessarily make. Like, I don't really like Michael's costume very much. And I'm really not sure what Elliot's got going on there either. But anyways, away from the other trick-or-treaters, Elliot and E.T. got on Elliot's bike and headed into the woods. And we can see they're going up on a cliff, and it doesn't look like it's going to be a safe ride for them. But listen to this. When the ride got too bumpy, E.T. took over, and together they rose off the ground and soared through the sky on a bicycle.
Wow.
I know, it's bananas. They landed in the clearing and assembled the radio. E.T. pointed towards the sky, and they sat down to wait. Elliot woke up cold. The next morning, he and E.T. had been in the woods all night. By the time they got home, the people who were searching for E.T. were at Elliot's house. They were scientists, and they wanted to learn about E.T. and they put him in a box to bring him to their lab. I want to say another thing really quick. Scientists are, their job is to learn about things that we don't know much about, right? And I know in this book, it looks like these are not really kind because they put him in a box. But, and in the movie, they show it that. And it definitely makes you wonder, uh-oh, is this okay? Not all scientists do that kind of thing, right? Okay. As Elliot was saying goodbye, E.T.'s chest started to glow.
E.T., phone home,
E.T. said.
Does this mean they're coming?
Asked Elliot.
Yes,
said E.T. Elliot knew this was his last chance to help E.T. While the scientists were busy packing up their equipment, Elliot and Michael snuck E.T. out of the house. Michael's friends brought their bikes, and they all raced to the woods, and the scientists chased them. I think the scientists were trying to keep everyone safe, and they didn't know enough about E.T. to know that he was a nice guy. They thought maybe he was a goblin, you know? Kind of how Elliot did at the very beginning. To escape, E.T. used his powers again, and all the boys soared up into the sky on their bicycles. And in the pictures, we can see the bicycles are flying through the sky. When they reached the forest, a giant spaceship was landing. Elliot was sad that his friend had to go. E.T. was sad, too. The tip of E.T.'s finger lit up, and he touched Elliot's forehead.
I'll be right here, said E.T.
Elliot knew he would always remember their extraordinary friendship. And we can see E.T. getting on the spaceship, and away he is going to go.
What do you think? You think the scientists saw this too?
Yes, I think they saw that the spaceship went away. I think the scientists saw the spaceships taking him away and thought, well, now we know for sure that he was not a goblin, but in fact an alien, and I suppose it's best that he goes back to where he needs to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where he can get cared for by his people. And that, my friends, is